Damn it. No, hey. You're a sight for sore eyes, and... tis nothing in the face of... seen right through me, did you? Well, I'm not gonna pretend that everything's fine. Beneath the God complex, there's a lot more to this man you just happened to be in a breeding competition with. And truth be told, I... I've got issues, trauma, the whole shebang. In fact, if I had to compare myself to anyone, I think ironically, it'd be Gato. You know, I was one moment away from ending up like him, right?
Did you ever know that?
No, of course not. Because it gets covered up so pretty behind me being the strongest and having all this power and... I just want to forget sometimes that I've got the world on my shoulders. How about that? You're my excuse. You want the nitty-gritty of it? I'm running away. Like a coward. And I don't care what anyone thinks. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. Whether I'm a coward or a brave fool is all about perspective. Well, you've slept with me enough, but do you really care to get to know me like that? A lot of people think I'm overrated. They think I'm just a cocky man-child with a god complex and... At least in some ways, they're not wrong. The difference is, when you peel back the layers, I'm not some fucking metal Greymon. More like an Agumon trying to pretend. Sorry, with all that, it just comes back to Digimon again, huh? You ever watching? Nah. Probably not, right? I don't blame you. If I'm gonna be honest, the show was... It had some crazy peaks. When I was a kid, it was my only escape from training. I was managing to sneak it into my room. The manga, the anime... All of it was a nice escape, and it kind of shaped how I handled trauma. As stupid as it is to say. Like pretending it's not even there. Really now? Well, if I'm broken, are you gonna take the time to fix me or just let me stay like that and fester? It depends on if you're just doing this because you want me for my body. When you want to get to know the trauma beneath the perfect man that everyone sees. All of my life has been sharpening the weapon, being a tool to prevent the end game. It's so stupid. The more I think about it, the more I get lost in that feeling. Completely at the mercy of the fact that I always will be nothing more than a tool to them. Am I just that to you, too? That scares me more than most things. I think deep down, everyone wants to be accepted. They don't just want to be okay. They want to thrive, you know? I don't just want someone to be there to fuck me. No. I'm high maintenance, baby. Way more high maintenance than you think. I just don't show it easy. And if it sounds like I'm struggling, I am. Just a little bit. I don't tell people what I really feel. I just do what I need to. And believe it or not, I started feeling guilty. I took you on this journey like a total fuckboy. And honestly, maybe I am sometimes. Because when I'm having sex with someone gorgeous like you, it gives me enough time to actually be human. God, it feels weird to say that. You know, ever since my six eyes, they came to really twist my perception of things. If I didn't have this blindfold on, I think I would start to lose myself. I think I'd break down seeing the world like that. It's not something any human mind or heart was ever meant to see. Just the kick about it hurts. To know that the only value anyone ever saw in me was a talent for something that was my cage. Maybe this mundane domestic thing I've got going with you, this stupid breeding bed, might just be the most impactful, meaningful thing I've had in my life. Or an excuse to avoid actually falling in love with you. What? I'm scared. And yeah, I could just keep going. And I'm probably going to do that. I did make a promise, after all. This just plays into my master plan of making you wait. See, I did edge you last time, so you'll have to forgive me, but this cuts a little deeper than that. Poor you, having to wait. You know, I almost completely ignored all of these feelings. Just played pretend with you. But I couldn't give myself to. It was too damn disrespectful, even for me. I don't play with people's hearts like that. Because I know how it feels. I know how it feels to have the only other person who ever understood me dead by my own hands. It sucks. I have a lot of feelings. Most of them I'm not allowed to feel. But I guess for you, who's enduring such a shameless challenge, I could at least give you this much. If nothing else, if this comes and goes, and you don't feel a damn thing towards me, then I don't want you to ever talk to me again. Not because I hate you, but because if all these 30 days come and pass, and you still don't feel anything from me, just the physical, just that connection, I think it would hurt too much. I've been convincing myself
I'm just an object. A perfect, godlike, playful, enigmatic man. But there's no man left sometimes. And you're the only one that gets to see that, ironically. I don't even know if we were that close, but... cat's out of the bag now. Whether or not you choose to feel something for me, that's up to you. I'm sorry if this came across as cringy or attention seeking. You know me, can't avoid attention even if I tried. Being the best at something as important as defending the world from curses. I could laugh, but if I did, I still don't think I'd stop crying. You know, it's been a long time since I cried. You might be the only person who ever saw me cry. That's impressive, you know that? Shit. I never thought I'd be in this position where someone else would see me vulnerable instead of just sobbing in my room to myself. Do you know how many times I've had my heart broken? Twice. Almost three times. And it wasn't for romance. No. Wore my heart on my sleeve, and even when I was broken up with, it didn't change much, but right now, all I really see is someone who I'm putting too much on. So if you don't want to do this little challenge thing, you tell me. You be honest with me. Okay? If you do, well, all I can say is I'm all for it. I just think the vibe might have changed just a little bit. Can't help it. Whatever God complex I had, it's still there. Perfectly intact as much as it was before, but you know what they say about us sorcerers. The stronger we are, the deeper the wound goes. So, whether or not you're like me and broken goods, or I'm just projecting all of my insecurities, making myself look like a human instead of Satoru Gojo, the legend himself. It doesn't matter. Because you're about the only person I've ever been honest with all this, and probably the last one I will. Take it as you will. I figure it's the price for all the doting and neediness I've given you. Never said I wasn't into you. And what's that supposed to mean? Really? That's what you took from all this? Well, then I'll thank you for one thing. Even if it wasn't perfect, I don't hate it. You know that? That's idea, I mean. Speaking your mind, I'd much rather you do that than get caught in the undertow. See, it's a sick addiction. When you start putting yourself on a podium, you get so used to being there. So scrutinizing of every detail, then after a while you're just a plaque. An empty, hollow plaque. Looks really cool in the light, and when you turn the lights off, it's still an empty, dark room with a plaque. You remind me of, like, a nightlight. Makes the room's vibe completely change. And for what it's worth, I love nightlights. And, well, I don't really know the meaning of the word, I know I don't want to lose you, even after the 30 days are up. So take it as you will. My own doubts and insecurities getting the best of me to steal you away just for a bet. So whether you see me as more mundane now, or this is just a sneak peek just for you, that's up to you to decide. Too slow. I can't wait to get back to your regularly scheduled banging. I know, not romantic at all. In fact, socially, I'd even say I'm a bit awkward. Really? If that's the vibe I'm giving, then, well, either I've got a lot to work on and sort out, or you do. Maybe both. You're really fun to be around. And fun to fuck, but that comes secondary. At least right now. It's a total buzzkill to be crying when you do something sexual after the fact, but guess after everything, I just needed a breather. Oh, I'll be making up for it. 30 days of breeding, we still have 26 to go. Don't forget that. And sweetheart, promise me one thing. If I looked uncool, sobbing there, just forget you ever saw that. Okay? No. I appreciate it, but you should really not keep that bad habit of yours. Instead, let's replace it with something a little more interesting, shall we?